Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Jane.
Well, hello there. Welcome, Dr. Jerry. Wonderful to see you. I just wanted to say hello to everyone right now, since I had accidentally put myself on mute. So if I could just let everybody know, and welcome to our wonderful Zora call today with Dr. Jerry. And today, of course, is Sunday, October the 24th, 2021. It's always a pleasure, Dr. Jerry, to have you on our calls, because you bring forth not just information regarding the Zealous, the newest and the purest spirulina that's out in the market around the world, and also with our meditation. So we have a group of people here. Most of the people here obviously are very knowledgeable about what you bring forth and who you are. If you'd like to give, if there are any new people, maybe just a really short introduction. And otherwise, we'd be really, really excited to be able to hear more about Zealous. And I'll just give you the mic, take over. And if people have any questions, maybe after you discuss the Zealous information, that perhaps maybe I'll open the lines up for questions and answers regarding Zealous and meditation before we begin with meditation. So if that works with you?
It does.
Okay. Well, all right. Wonderful. Okay. So wait, let's go ahead and let's get started. Dr. Jerry, again, is our wonderful friend, spiritual teacher and mentor. And he's such a delight. He brings so much lift of energy and inspiration besides all of the knowledge regarding the products that he has brought to us. So thank you, Dr. Jerry, for being here. I'll let you take over.
Thank you, Jane. Always an honor and a pleasure. And it's just gives me a great expansiveness to be here. And just want to connect with everyone. And just in case there are some new folks, Jane, you mentioned maybe a little quick background. Basically, maybe 5 minutes of background. I was very challenged health-wise as a child. Lots of issues, diagnosed with a rare disease, saw a lot of doctor's offices, ended up having to be tutored and not able to go to school, lots of x-rays, things you shouldn't do to a child those ages, but they actually studied me, and a lot of different medications and drugs, and always getting a flu shot. And finally in 1976, when I did take the swine flu vaccine, by that time I was in college, it almost took me out. I almost died from it. And I ended up seeking spiritually because of that, but also sought ways to help heal myself. And I ended up in chiropractic school and naturopathic school and studied Ayurvedic medicine, Chinese medicine, herbology, everything I could get my hands on. And actually, even in Ayurvedic medicine, ended up studying in India at one point, which is where it came from. So really was blessed ultimately to learn a lot about holistic medicine, functional medicine, how the body really works. And I worked together with holistic MDs and DOs and OMDs, Oriental Medical Doctors, and homeopaths and naturopaths over the years in California. And we had a lot of high-end clientele, because people would seek out that kind of care. The people that tended to have money wanted the best possible care. They knew that the answers really weren't found in allopathic medicine. They knew that most things were not cured that way. they understood that if they took care of their body the right ways, then they could keep themselves well. In fact, in ancient China, you paid your doctor to keep you well. You didn't go to see the doctor if you were sick. In fact, if you got sick, you'd fire your doctor because your doctor's advice wasn't working for you. So it was all about wellness. And I think that is the future of medicine, is about wellness and keeping our bodies strong and fit and in tune with and in balance. All functional medicine, Chinese medicine, Ayurvedic medicine, it's all about balance. Chinese medicine is balanced around the five elements and yin and yang. And Ayurvedic medicine, the three doshas, vata, pitta, kapha, doshas. But it's all about helping understand how the body's out of balance and helping bring it back into balance. And along the way, of course, I was so challenged as a child and almost died a couple of times that I realized the physical body, you just can't count on it. Ultimately, the physical body drops off for all of us. And we want to keep the physical body fit and strong and healthy and well as long as possible, but we know that at some point the physical body will finally wear out, so what's left? And so when you really face that ultimate reality, you automatically become a seeker, which I did at a very young age. And it led me through many, many different teachers, many, many different disciplines. Along the way, I had studied with the Self-Realization Fellowship Church, had gone to the temples there, was given Kriya Yoga at Mother Center in Los Angeles, lived at Ananda Community, which was a community of Yogananda devotees, lived there for about a year and met some Muktananda people that I was meditating with. And decided to meet Swami Muktananda, so I ended up hanging out with Swami Muktananda for a couple of years, and became the chiropractor at the Santa Monica Ashram. It's the only person ever allowed to conduct a business in any of the city yoga ashrams anywhere in the world. But I treated the swamis, and that would travel all around the world, and the resident swamis there in Santa Monica. And even the successor, one of the successors to the Siddha Yoga line when he was in town, he would see me. So I got to know that tradition really well. But while I was there, I was in the Bodhi Tree bookstore one day, and I saw a book about Lahiri Mahasaya, who was one of the gurus in the Yogananda lineage. And he was the one that brought Kriya Yoga to the modern world. And Babaji, the ancient soul that's been around for thousands of years and living in the Himalaya, and called Lahiri Mahasaya to a certain place in the Himalaya around a place called Raniket. And I pilgrimaged there at one point. From Raniket, you go to a little community called Manglakon, and from there, an even smaller village, Dwarahat, which is, there's a temple to Divine Mother right there, and on one side, and then on the other side, Babaji's cave. So I spent about a week there in Dwarahat, Manglakon is the village name. Manglakon is the name of the little small village. Spent about a week there going a couple of times to Babaji's cave and meditating. And then spending time at the Divine Mother Temple, where there was a yogi there. And the villagers, the encounter was quite amazing, because the first time I hiked up to that Divine Mother Temple, it was very majestic, and I saw wildlife. I saw a lemur and all kinds of animals up there. And I got there, and I'm headed into the temple, and all of a sudden, there was a villager. There was like no one else there, but there was a villager, and it said, "Babaji wants to see you." And I looked, and there was a hut that I didn't even see before. It's almost like it materialized out of thin air, but here was this hut off to the side of the Divine Mother Temple. And so this villager pointed over there, and I went in, and there was this ancient-looking sage. And he motioned me to sit down, and I spent a couple of days with him. And he initiated me as well. And it was an amazing experience. But the reason that I was there in the first place, pilgrimaging to that area, is the book in the Bodhi tree about Lahiri Mahatai was written. It was a biography written by a yogi named Satyaswarananda, Satyaswarananda Giri, the Giri order of Swamis. And he was a cave yogi in the Himalaya for 12 years, and he spent those 12 years with Babaji in the Himalaya. And Babaji would come and go and sometimes leave his body with a Mai Baba, the Satyaswarananda, in his hut and in his cave. Babaji would sit and remain motionless for sometimes a month at a time. And all of a sudden his body would animate, and my teacher, Baba, would say, where did you go? And Babaji would answer him in some distant place. A couple of times it was another planet that he was teaching seekers on these different locations. But he would actually leave his materialized body there for Baba just to kind of look out for. And Baba said he was beyond needing any food. He was beyond needing anything that the physical body needs to do. But he just maintained the physical body in order to be present and be manifest. But at times, if they would walk in the Himalaya, my teacher, my Baba that I spent 35 years with, they would walk on trails in the Himalaya and greet people on the trail. And occasionally, those people would see Babaji, but most of the time they didn't. And my Baba would look at him and say, why didn't you allow them to see? And he just said they just weren't ready. So he would only manifest himself visually to people that were ready to see him. So kind of a whole different dimension of reality that he existed in. And so that's a little bit of my background, a little bit of the teachers that I've had, and from a medical holistic point of view and from a spiritual point of view. So really my intention in this life, as long as I have this body, is to help to meld those two in a way that we can benefit humanity ultimately at a time that it needs it the most. Humanity right now needs to understand how to be well. And also, it needs to understand how to stay attuned to spirit. There are so many challenges, not only to our health and wellness, almost like it's orchestrated. I believe it is orchestrated. I believe there is an attack upon our physical being for whatever reason, whatever nefarious reasons. It's just too much to say otherwise, to say that it's not calculated. Because everything from the EMFs that they keep accelerating to the denaturing of our food to adding things to our drinking water, things that have created toxicities in our bodies, things that cause detriment, things that even inhibit our spiritual growth, all being added to us, I suppose, for lack of better other explanations, to keep us in this state of delusion so that we can be better servants and, for the elite. So I think it's really important that we don't allow that we actually stay strong, that we actually keep our spirit attuned. And so that's the double-pronged agenda I have, is to help. And this family is already a great foundation. I've heard, many times Zora say, you're gods and goddesses, and I want you to take that to heart, because you truly are gods and goddesses. You truly are divine. Just like if you existed with Jesus would tell you, you are a child of God. Just like Jesus said, I am the Son of Man, I'm the Son of God. But he would right in the next breath say that you are as well, that you are right there. You're a god and a goddess, just like him and his spirit. So he would put you on par with him. That's the reality if you were there with him. The same way with all of the spiritual teachers, whether it was Buddha, whether Krishna, whether whoever, you know, people built religions around, and most of those religions were built trying to sustain themselves, you know, and monetarily, et cetera. So there's some corruption, just like in government, there's corruption. In religion, there's corruption. Sometimes it's after its own, it's about its own self, you know, perpetuating its own self, rather than helping you recognize your own divinity. Because if you recognize your own divinity, then why would you need the church or temple? So they shield
exactly.
you from that a little bit. Yeah, and they manipulate it. So I love this family and Zora's teachings and what's in Jane and this real insight into who and what we are. And the reality of meditation is that you are 100% in this moment. Every moment of your life, you're attuned to that moment. And in that moment is your divinity. If you, we tend to think a lot about the past. We tend to think about plan for the future. And we tend to have the regrets of the past and the fears of the future. And it keeps us from being in the present, which really keeps us from being who we are. It keeps us from realizing the spirit. One of the things that Muktananda used to say all the time, he would say over and over, he'd say, you are already enlightened. You just must realize it. If you could just realize that you're already enlightened, you would be, all the fears would drop away, all of the anxiety, all of the blame, all of the past issues, everything that you've encountered would all of a sudden just vanish into this unlimited joy, this ever new joy that's right in this moment. So that's the reality of what meditation is. It's being 100% in this moment, realizing your own divinity and experiencing that divinity. And it's an unfoldment, because the more you do it, and I when I speak on these calls, I really emphasize the importance of daily practice, because it's like anything. If you decided that you wanted to be a great swimmer, if you just jumped in the water one day and thought, well, I tried it, you're not going to be a great swimmer. It's like anything in life, it takes some practice. And because we're in this world, and this world is fraught with delusion, it's constantly pulling you away. It's constantly tugging for your attention. And now more than ever, one of the things Yogananda said when he saw television for the very first time, he said, that's Satan, because he knew that it was so, people would just stand around and outside of the store window, and the TV would be on in the store window, and they would attract these crowds. And so all of their attention was on this box. And so Yogananda said, that's Satan. The reason is it's taking the attention away from your moment, from your reality, from your divinity, and focusing it on that box. So think of what's happening today. Think of all of the boxes we carry around with us. The computer sitting on our desk, the TV now has like these almost unlimited channels that you can tune into and distract yourself and pull yourself into outside of who you really are. So it's really important to spend some time, some sacred time every day. My Baba told me to spend an hour twice a day. And Yogananda made a comment that if you're not meditating every day, you'd just as well be dead. Because the reason is we are here, manifested in the physical world, in order to realize our divinity and learn the lessons we need to in order to have that realization. And one day I asked my Baba, my spiritual teacher, why did was this ever even started? He just kind of laughed and he said, now you've opened Pandora's box. You know, why were we cast out into all of this delusion? But the reality is God, that creative energy, that force of love, of joy, really is the most attractive thing, but it's your free will to choose that. It's up to you to choose that and go inward and find it, because the only way to find it is to go inward. It's not found in the box. It's not found in the box you carry with you in your pocket or your hand, or it sits on your desk, or it sits on the wall. It's not found outside yourself. It's not found in the temples and things like that. It's found inside. And one of the things that my longtime spiritual teacher, Satya Swarananda Giri, he left his body in 2017. But one of the things he would always say is that even from the day he initiated me, it was 1985, when he initiated me, he said, I will not teach you actually, you know, like you would expect. I will not teach you through words. It's going to come from inside you. So that means that he was telling me to keep my attention inward. So none of this outer worship. One of the things he told me also, that the gurus that had come to America had given people the wrong idea. Because in many cases, these gurus were worshipped. And he said, that's pulling you away from the truth. The truth is within you. And just like Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is within. He also said, these things I do, you can do, and greater things than these. So just realize those things. And back to the health and wellness part, I definitely got heavily into nutrition because of everything that I had studied to regain my own health and wellness. And we dealt in hundreds of different supplements, some from all different parts of the world. Some were homeopathic, some herbal, some just nutritional, different elements, lots of different companies. But there were certain companies that were actually network marketed that had unique products that we would use. One of them, even back in the 80s, Melaleuca, they had probably the highest quality tea tree oil on the market. So I would get my tea tree oil from them, so I joined them. Mm-hmm. Another company was named Menatech that had an extract of aloe vera that was very powerful, very amazing. So I actually joined Menatech and got my, that product was called Embratos. And then in the late 90s, I'd moved up into the mountains, and I'd built a house, and I was practicing more part-time, and I would have to go in the city and practice. But when I was building the house, I had an injury to my arm, very severe, and I couldn't practice the way that I preferred to practice, so I kept putting off practicing, and so my arm would heal. And so then I started to encounter lots of debt. And there was a company that came out that had goji juice. Goji was, I was familiar with it because we used it in Chinese medicine, lysine barberum. And it had a lot of properties, really good for the kidneys and liver and eyes. And it had something called bioactive polysaccharides, kind of like an aloe vera plant. So I thought, that has merit. And it was quite tasty, and I knew that it would benefit a lot of people. So I started telling some people about it. I'd never actually marketed anything before. But in this case, I wasn't really able to practice, and my debt was increasing. So I decided, you know what, maybe I knew some people that made money in network marketing, and maybe I could do it. But I wasn't a marketer. And So it's perfect for me to talk about it because I'd never really marketed anything. I'd never really sold anything. But the reality was I found out some people that were good at that, and I contacted them. And they kind of trained me. And they said, yeah, you're not selling anything. You're just sharing information. And if you have a really good product and you share the information and people make a decision that they want to try it, and if the product is strong enough and they try it and they like it and they benefit from it, then, you know, they might do something. So I took that basic training that I had and I started sharing with people. And I found out a fellow up in Alberta that was a pretty good marketer. And you know, I was telling him about it and he was teaching me. And then one day he said, tell me more about the goji juice. And so I did a three-way call to the fellow that brought me in that business. And he said, I want to try it. So we sent him some. He liked it. The next thing I know, he was originally from Australia. He told people in Australia. And the people in Australia told people and went to Singapore and Thailand and Taiwan and South Africa and ultimately to Europe. And the next thing I know, in a year or so, I was debt-free. And the next thing I know, I had some nice residual coming in. And so for me, I like finding something really unique that helps people in two ways. One is if we can help people build and fortify their health and wellness, and at the same time share it, now they have the two things that are probably needed most in this world. Well, really there's three because there's the spiritual aspect, but we'll get to that and back to that in a minute. But the two things in the manifested world that people need, they need to keep their bodies strong and well, and they really need to solve the financial issue. One of the things that a teacher told me back when I was, I don't know, maybe in my early 20s, is you need a vehicle in this world. So in this world, in this physical world, we all need something to help sustain us in this world because we need things. Our spirits really don't need anything, so it's kind of a conundrum. Our spirits are free and just joy. But the body needs things. It needs food. It needs shelter. It needs, companionship, things like this. And in order to create these kinds of things, we need a vehicle. And so we go out to our whatever our job is, and we trade our time for money. And usually that is kind of a dead end. Because if you're not working, you're not getting paid. Almost every profession or every job or everything that people do for a living, for their vehicle, if they're not doing it, even as a doctor, if I wasn't doctoring, I wasn't getting paid, which is what happened to me. And guess what? Now the debt was increasing and I didn't have my vehicle anymore. So we need a vehicle in this world to sustain ourselves. So I began to realize that networking, if you found the right company that really had something people needed, was brilliant because it gave people that vehicle. It's just a little bit different, and people need to understand that. Let's fast forward to Zealous. I found Zealous about a year ago, and I got really excited because back in the 80s, in the early 80s, when we were first treating patients, one of the things we had in our office was spirulina. And the reason was a lot of the studies that were starting back then, many of them were on cancer. And it was amazing for cancer. It was amazing for anything that was in any kind of inflammation, things that, we're bordering on medical claims here. So I have to qualify this and say, this is educational purposes only. This is not to diagnose or prescribe or recommend treatment. But back then, we were real impressed with what spirulina brought to the table. So we would recommend it. And we were impressed with the results. But by the mid-90s, I was working with a homeopath that was testing all of our products for any toxicity. And the spirulina we were using had heavy metal toxins. And so I just thought we need to find a different one. Every spirulina that we could find had heavy metal toxins. We couldn't find a real pure one. So it didn't matter where it was grown. It could be grown in Hawaii or wherever. Everywhere on this planet has become toxic, and it's not gotten better since the 90s. It's gotten worse. So if your spirulina is unique in that it's like a magnet, it attracts anything toxic. It is the original. It's been on this planet for millennia. It's like the foundation of the entire life of the planet. In fact, it helped spawn much of the life on this planet and fed the life on this planet. But it also has given the planet oxygen. It's the prime oxygenator, even more than all of the forests of the world have ever been. So it creates the oxygen. It also is the prime detoxifier. Things create these toxins and these pollutants that we've brought to the world, it detoxifies that. But the rub is you can't find one that's non-toxic because it's so good at what it does. So when I found Zealous almost a year ago now, I just wanted to try it because I heard that they had invented a form of vertical farming that had the highest quality control ever given to a product line. It was actually, the facility was situated in northern Spain in the Asturias Mountains. The reason was for its remoteness, away from all industry, away even from electromagnetic fields. Cell phones don't work in that area because there's no cell phone towers. The water is very pure. And even though it's in this very pure location, the whole process is monitored from 400 to 1,000 times a second by computers. The very pure mountain water is actually filtered and then checked and cross-checked 400 times every minute. You know, everything is just completely clean constantly. So I thought, wow, they're growing spirulina in a very unique way. I wanted to try it. And in 3 days, I knew it was the most valuable spirulina I had ever found. And I just stayed with it because I, you know, lived a life of you know, I'm 65 and I had some things, you know, some old injuries that were bothering me and some things that I was concerned about. And I began to watch, and within a couple of months, an old knee injury that was getting worse and worse that had caused me pain for really about 20 years, by 2 months in, the pain was gone. Many other things began to resolve within my body, and I realized this is an amazing product line. And their goal is to be the premier algae-based company in the world and create an entire product line around it. And at that time, they were in 27 countries, all Europe and Russia and some of the Russian satellite countries. They weren't really officially in North America. They could ship to us, but they hadn't really launched yet. They've just launched, in fact, officially recently, back in September. So now they're fully launched in North America, so U.S. and Canada, Mexico's coming. They are still in the 27 countries in Europe, but they've expanded to a couple more. So I think about 30 countries in all of Europe, including Russia and now North America. They're working on opening South Africa, Australia, the Philippines. So their goal is to expand worldwide and to create an entire product line on this very pure line. It really is the future, in my opinion. Because spirulina, even back in the 80s, we knew it was the most perfect food. It was the most amazing superfood on the planet. You can live on it. It has every nutrient you need. It's foundational to life. Your body recognizes it as that. It easily absorbs it. It is, on a cellular level, it's very quickly metabolized and utilized and has the ability, because of the synergy of the nutrients, of the live food, whole food, it has a synergy that actually allows our body to go into a state of biological transmutation so that the end result of that synchrony, that literally a symphony of nutrients, allows your body to create what it needs. That's why these thousands of published studies on spirulina are mind-blowing compared to the actual nutritional profile of it, even though it has all of the nutrients, the amino acids, the omegas, the vitamins, the minerals, even vitamin B12, even though it has everything we need, if you look at the profile, it's like it's not like these supplements that you might buy in the store, the 100% RDA of all of these nutrients. If you look at spirulina, it's like, you know, 18%, 27%, 54%, like that. And you think, well, maybe it's a second-rate nutrient. But because of the completeness, and that symphony, that synchrony, that synchronized effect of all of these nutrients and this foundational energy that it has, it gives our body a state, an energy that allows it to create and build upon whatever is needed. And the other thing that it does, because they've actually taken the spirulina and optimized it, it's 30 to 100 times more potent than anything you can find on the market. Because the vertical farming, they can get the ideal temperature for spirulina, the ideal pH, the ideal amount of organic nutrients, the perfect amount of light that creates this more robust product. And that way, that it's much more able. Your body is so able to connect to it that it's able to do what it needs to do. And the bottom line with wellness, the health and wellness, something we all need to understand, is our DNA dictates what our body is, perfect, that perfection. And it's always attempting to communicate that into manifestation. But there's so many things working against it, especially in the modern world. So many toxic elements that are being introduced to us. So many aberrant energies being introduced to us. There's so many things fighting that expression that we need things on our side, allowing that expression to be more complete. And this particular spirulina is the best thing I've been able to find in all my years of practice, which helps to allow that expression to complete itself more perfectly. So that's what we have. And it's so unique. It's all patented. The entire process is patented. They have even their own patent on their variety of spirulina. And the reason they can patent that, and you might say, well, you can't patent something from nature. They have the copyright of the entire process of allowing this particular strain to develop itself. And again, it's much more robust. It has much more color, much more of the blue, much more of the green, even some golds and reds if you really look at it under the microscope. So it's like almost a completely different animal, and they hold the patent on it. No one can copy it. So the beauty of that is they have the money. They invested $70 million to do the originally over 7 years ago. Now they've invested way more in allowing for an expansion that will allow them to take this to the entire world. And they've purchased the entire supply line. So everything related to this product, they actually own. So that they, and once they did that, just before they launched in September, it was able to allow them to lower the price. Now, most companies would spend the money to allow them to get the make the product for less, but not lower the price to us. But what they did is they passed the savings on to us. The reason is the people that own this company are on a mission to help people around the world. And that's how it started. And it literally started by out of Europe, where there were a lot of people that were connected with the owners of this company. They knew these people that had gotten sick from Chernobyl. And they saw that the power of a very pure laboratory-grown spirulina, how it had turned these people's lives around. And they realized that the world was headed into an environmental crisis where we needed what they could bring if they spent the money to bring it. So they continue to put the money in order to take this to the world. So that's the perfect storm for us, not only personally, to utilize, to give us the strength to help keep our bodies well, to help us detoxify literally on a daily basis because of the magnet that this is for toxins. We put it in our body every day. It'll pull those toxins out of our bodies like it does for the environment in the world. Now it's in our bodies pulling the toxins out of us, at the same time feeding us in a very uncommon way that we truly need. So it covers those two bases. Also, from a spiritual standpoint, it's one of the greatest things to decalcify the pineal gland. And many of the things that we are encountering, including the things they put in our water, the EMFs, harden the pineal gland to the point that we cannot attune to that divinity that we are. So I believe that we have something that everybody needs. Now, it is networked. So if you are inclined that way, and you do know people who, and don't think that you're selling people on this. Just like me in the beginning when I had my arm injury, and I was taught that, well, you're not selling anything. You're allowing people to see information that they may be interested in. and let them make the decision. So one of the things that distributors for Zealous have, they have an app. And if you need more information on how to get that app, you can contact me, etruth1@gmail.com, and I'll send you the information so you can get the app, and you can download it onto your phone, and it will allow you to send a 2-minute video to someone and say something like, check this out. In fact, the wording's already there. You can just say you want to text it or email it or whatever, and it says, check this out. Just a 2 minutes, and it'll tell you if they watch it, the video. And then you can send them something else, and it'll tell you if they watch that. And more often than not, they'll end up calling you and say, I got to try that stuff. It sounds really good. So you didn't sell anything. You just made the information available to them that they were already seeking. Most people that we know are seeking ways to keep themselves stronger, healthier, more well, especially relative to immunity right now. Many people are concerned about finances. They're concerned about losing their job. They're concerned about, how they're going to, a year from now, will they still be able to, things are increasing in price and they're living at the end of the month, there's not enough money. So people are concerned. So you can really help people in multiple ways right now. And that's kind of the basic overview of what we've got with Zealous. There's numerous products. They've got about 7 products right now. One is the actual green spirulina, which comes in a powder or a capsule. The other is the blue part that they've been able to extract that prior to this company was about $100 for a single dose, and athletes would pay that because they knew it improved their performance greatly and it was Olympic safe. There was no drugs. So they would pay that. Now you can get a whole month's supply for about $50 because there's so much more blue and they've got such a perfect operation set up and all of the science and ability to do it. They've also created a skincare from the red algae. And that's been known about in high-end skincare for a few years, but there's these companies that do use it, the high-end, very expensive skincare, they put about 1% of the red algae extract in their product because it's expensive. Zealous can put 99% of the red algae extract. And it's amazing because it goes, penetrates deep into your skin and feeds the deep layers down to the connective tissues. So that people that use it, after a month, 2 months, their friends are saying, asking them if they had a facelift. That's how remarkable it just feeding the skin in that supernatural way is. They are developing in Europe. In fact, they have the soaps and shampoos and conditioners. So that's all coming here. All really organic, very healthy, very beneficial. They also have a curcumin product, turmeric, with a black pepper extract that is coming here in January. They also have an animal line that I've seen animals that before and after is just amazing, the difference. Horses, dogs, cats. So it really is the future of wellness, I believe, right here with Zealous, and we can participate in that. So it's a great thing. Jane, I can transition and we can do a little bit of a meditation to wrap up, or we could have, if you have any questions about Zealous, we can cover that right now too. Hopefully I didn't lose you. It looks like I'm still connected.
Sorry about that, everyone. I was too busy listening. So, so as I was saying, I'll go ahead and open up the lines for anyone who has a question for Dr. Jerry regarding Zealous and or about meditation. So I just wanted to say before I open up the lines, but just go ahead and press 1, and I'll go ahead and open your lines. That was beautiful. It was a beautiful information in regards to your story of how you came to where you are today and how you are purposely already, how you've already melded, you know, both health and spirituality, and especially now with you and Dulles, and bringing both of these two very important factors into our life. So thank you for that. All right, everybody, just go ahead. Don't be shy. We have a few people here on the line. So if you don't have any other questions and you do have a questions for later, you can go ahead and email Dr. Jerry at eTruth, E like Edward, truth, T-R-U-T-H, the number one, at gmail.com. And if you have other questions that maybe I might be able to answer, you also know how to be able to reach me also. So all of you know what that is. You know, you email me or you could text me and just say Zealous with your name and your number, and then I can get back to you also. So it doesn't look like we have any takers for questions. I do have a question, Dr. Jerry. You know, we are still being confronted, you know, in this huge 3D illusion or delusion. Delusion is probably a pretty good name. In regards to the vaccines and, you know, the viruses. Now we have the flu symptoms that are coming out now. What would your, you know, and you have a plethora of information from all of the various health backgrounds that you've come upon. What would you recommend would be a really good remedy for people to take?
Well, one of the things that is disturbing about the vaccines is the amount of toxins that are actually in the in the shot.
Yes, and we're pretty aware of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, sometimes people feel pressured that they have to do it in order to keep their job, et cetera, which is really, that's not even legal. You know, it's not constitutional, it's not legal.
Correct.
But some people, right, you know, they just don't want to fight the fight, so they go ahead. Definitely this spirulina would be very, very, very needed. In fact, we've already had people that noticed, and especially the phycocyanin, the blue, seemed to help several people with some of the reactions and symptoms that they had due to the jab. And so definitely we know that we have something to help fortify your body and to get the toxins out. The other thing is the, as mentioned, the pineal gland that is, you know, under assault. Spirulina is known to be one of the best decalcifiers. But you have to realize this is 30 to 100X. This is an entirely different animal. So it's very, very effective at this. So other than
would
that,
you double up?
But if you do double up, make sure you double up on the water you take, because if you're doubling up on this particular spirulina, you will detox, and it's real important that you. If you're dehydrated at all, you'll reabsorb the toxins. The toxins are coming out, and you end up reabsorbing them. So make sure you're flushing, staying hydrated, and getting rid of the toxins. That's very important. And the other things, you know, basically your body, given the assist that this can give you to detoxify, your body has organs of detoxification, which include, you know, your lungs, your liver, your kidneys, your skin. And if you help facilitate those in certain ways, like get out and go for a walk every day, if you do that, what you do is you increase the metabolic activity, you increase the cellular respiration, so you increase the ability of your body to release these toxins. The other thing is that your mental attitude, a lot of the things these days, there's a lot of negativity. You know, people are stressed out, and that creates a more acidic blood. So on your walk, do some affirmations, you know, do deep breathing and, you know, affirm your own health and wellness and use it as a time to kind of a walking, moving meditation. Be a 100% in that moment, experiencing nature, you know, experiencing how it feels to breathe, experience the sunshine. How does the sunshine feel on your face? How does the, even if it's cold, how does the cold air, you know, hit your face? Just tune into those moments. Be 100% in this moment. It changes your blood from acid to alkaline. And that's very important for your detoxification, you know, whether from the jab or just in general. There are some elements that, you know, have come up. There are some herbs like, you know, of course, we've talked about pine needle tea. There's fenugreek. There's star anise. There's a few, or there's one other that I'm drawing a blank on, fenugreek, star anise. And anyway, these kinds of teas you can make and drink a cup on a daily basis. It just helps to further that detoxification. Dry skin brushing before you bathe. You know, if you have a loofah and you activate the skin, that's another organ of detoxification. So all of these things can be done on a daily basis. So.
Very good. We do have two people here with their hands up. So let me go ahead and I'll open up the one here, 843 ending in 8176. Just let us know who you are, where you're calling from. Hello?
This is Henry. This is Henry in North Carolina.
Okay. Hi, Henry.
How are you today?
Dr. Jerry here. Very good.
Dr.
So here's
Jerry.
Dr. Jerry.
Yes. What popped in my mind is I am wondering how the spirulina would react or would help people that, you know, if say you're out moving around and you get around somebody that's, you know, had the jab and they got the shed effect, what would that possibly do to people, you know, if they come in contact with people like that, you know?
Yeah, it is a concern. There is some evidence that spike protein is shed and can be picked up, but one of the things that we have to realize is our immune system is able to take care of that if our body is operating as it should. So one of the things that we need to do just in general, just as a family, is to be aware of the things to help our immune system function properly. And spirulina is a big part of that. If you look at the published studies, a couple thousand studies, and most of them are on the ability to modulate immunity, meaning to get immunity right. So it doesn't stimulate it and make it overactive, but it gets it right. And your immune system will deal with those spike proteins and clear them out. The problem with the jab is oftentimes it will overwhelm. There's so much of it. It overwhelms the immune system in these people and compromises it and causes issues and causes the immune system to break down. So obviously I don't recommend that, and if you have to do it or do it, definitely get on the spirulina to help modulate the immunity so that you get your immune system back.
Yeah, I have some friends and family that got the vaccine, but I just stay away from that stuff as much as I can. My biggest problem is I was going to buy some from you a good while back ago, and I'm already committed to some other products I've been taking, and I'm just always running out of money. But I'll tell you what I've been doing. I've been using quartz crystal in my water. I get the regular tap water. I live here in North Carolina near the mountains. It's not too bad. It's got chlorine and fluoride in it. I've been around all my life. But I put that in a jug, a plastic orange-ish jug, and I also keep some in it. And I drink water around the clock because I've had a sinus all my life, and I got hit by a car and had a couple operations, and this put me for a loop, you know. So
yeah,
but I have to. But anyway, that's kind of where I.
Yeah, the quartz crystal, it has an interesting property that it actually has a frequency that aligns itself very well with our bodies. So it's introducing that frequency to your water, which that's very beneficial. Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
I just
very
sorry
good, Henry.
And let's see. I've been doing that with my mother. I keep it in our cup. I've been doing it for years, you know, good many years.
Good.
And
good for you.
And the other thing I'm using to defend myself is the is quinine, and then pills. Mm. I could get them off of Amazon, so I got those. And if I happen to go out, you know, I'll take a pill. And the other thing is making your own, using a couple of grapefruit peelings, and about six lemons and some honey. And that's what I've been doing to protect ourselves as well, you know. And,
good idea.
I'm into some things. I just want to put the ideas out there and see what you had thought about them and what I've been doing, you know.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Yeah. That's good stuff. You keep up that
very
good work. And you're obviously taking care of got some good knowledge there.
Okay, very good.
Good
work. Thank you for sharing. Okay, talk to you later.
You.
All right, we have two more questions, and we have about 30 minutes left on our call. So let's go ahead with our next question coming from 8578, ending in 9046.
Hello?
9046?
Hi.
Yes.
Can you hear me? This is CJ from Boston.
Uh-huh, yes.
Hi. My question, Dr. Jerry, is can you give us some a data or experiences of people who had reduction or improvement in their pineal gland from using the product?
The pineal, the reference there would be the ability to tune into the spiritual side, because it's the energy as it moves up your spine and it's redirected at the medulla oblongata toward the third eye area. It goes right through the pineal gland. So if a person can actually sit and attune to that third eye energy, they know that the pineal gland is operating very well, very clear. The energy is moving. It's able to move freely up and down the spine, take the turn of the medulla, and be directed to the third eye, spiritual eye. One of the things that you'll notice is if the pineal gland is clear, that you can actually sit and feel that energy, then you know that the gland is clear. And if not, people that, like a lot of people stop dreaming, they used to dream, and they're not dreaming anymore, that's a sign that it's beginning to calcify, and it's not allowing that superconscious state in the dreams, you know, where many lessons actually can come through dreams. Many aspects of your consciousness can be worked on through dreams. So if you're not dreaming, that could be a sign that the pineal gland is hardening. And I have heard people say that have been on this spirulina, they tell me they're dreaming again. So to me, that's saying it's beginning to clear that energy to allow the spiritual energy to flow through the pineal gland again.
Awesome. Thank you. Well, my pineal gland,
CJ,
I think, is pretty broken, so I'm going to look into this product.
Oh, excellent.
Thank you,
CJ.
You think it's broken. Hey, CJ, what makes you think it's that calcified already?
I'm sorry, Jane, that was kind of like a bad joke. I was just trying to be funny.
Oh.
not a very good joke.
Okay. You know, you're getting to sound like our friend.
To keep the pineal gland, you know, clear. So.
Yeah, that'll
absolutely.
Do it. Yeah, just keep it clear. Absolutely. So that Bella's would be a really, really great product for everyone for doing that. Okay, thank you, CJ. Thank you for the joke. All right. Okay.
And also, to go back to the other caller saying that money is, uh-huh. is the issue, for those people that actually want to turn that around and utilize the, you know, just sharing Zealous as a possible, you know, something you can do from home to actually bring more money in, put that mm-hmm. in an email and I'll coach you around that. So, and we'll spend some time helping you to be able to do it and do it the right way.
Okay, last question, Dr. Jerry. 323 ending in 5640.
Yes, Dr. Jerry, this is Papa G.
Hey, Papa G. How
Gerald
are you?
Is Papa G. Gerald,
yeah,
is
Jane Whitley. Yeah, yeah. you knew some people in the Santa Monica Muktananda Ashram. We've talked about that. So, yeah, I remember
yeah.
you.
Yes, yes, indeed. I just turned 87. I'm doing well, getting my eyesight back. I'm into a God realization, so I want to commend you on your teachings. Bravo.
Thank you.
Indeed.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Thank
that,
you.
That's basically
Thank
it. I'm into spiritual healing, wellness, as well as health wellness. All is good. I support you and Jane. God love. God bless. And take care, please.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Uh-huh. Thank you. All righty. Awesome. All right. That's a good segue now into our meditation, Dr. Jerry.
Absolutely. And in fact, Papa G is one of my favorite people. No longer the I'll reference a different Papa G, by the way, who was in India, who was a spiritual teacher, and he was a student of Ramana Maharshi. And Ramana Maharshi was very into the who am I and being in the moment as who am I. And so Papaji has some great, if you look online, there's some great YouTubes of Papaji. He always would meditate and then answer questions. And it was much of it circled around the fact of being here in this present moment. So I have a lot of respect for that and for you, Papaji. The current Papa G. Thank you so much.
Yes. Beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jerry. I think we're ready.
All right. Perfect. Well, it's actually, this is the thing nearest and dearest to my heart of all, because as I said, the our eternal situation is our spirit. And we really need the reason we are here ultimately is to develop that spirit and achieve that connection to who we are. And ultimately, we, this family, will all be a part of that connection once we leave this spiritual manifestation. So the more we can come together and bring ourselves into this moment, into this place, into our hearts, into our third eyes, into that those places where we are right now, the spiritual energy is right now, the faster we will achieve that and be on this earth realized, nirvikalpa samadhi, and ultimately release into our eternal home, that's the ultimate. And that life and death, there is no death. It's all our spirit does not die. And so that's the delusion. This body is just the delusion. So really, and it goes back to Jesus saying, you know, lay your treasures in heaven, not on this earth. And that includes the body. The body is our vehicle here, but our real treasure is our spirit. So in that note, my Baba would always chant the three chants. And the first chant is all of the aspects of spirit. And it's, you know, obviously it's not all of the aspects, but it's a symbolism of all of the understanding of the aspects. And the second chant is about the vibration. it's about, like in Christianity, it'd be the Holy Spirit. It's the vibration or the Holy Ghost. That's the Om vibration. And how the Om vibration preceded the physical manifestation. It's like in the beginning was the Word. And so that's where that chant is all about, that, how God went from that pure state of unmanifest into manifest by creating a vibration. So that's about the Om vibration. The third chant is called the Universal Prayer. And it literally translates as, it's to Divine Mother. And keep in mind, God has no sex. God is beyond all of that. God is beyond duality. So there's no male and female. But this particular chant says, Ma Gamaya, meaning lead me, Mother. Oh, lead me, Mother, Divine Mother, from untruth to truth, from darkness to light, from death to immortality, and manifest yourself within me completely, that I may know you. So that's the third chant. And all three chants are all in Sanskrit. So it's a foreign language, but it's not a foreign language, because Sanskrit is actually the vibration of the words actually has meaning. And so it is the original language. And other languages took some bits and pieces of it and tweaked it a bit. But originally, these sounds actually meant what was uttered. It actually manifests in the physical world what's uttered. So it's the perfect way to pray, is Sanskrit reality. It's like the closest thing to home. So I'm going to do those three chants, and then we're going to sit for 5 minutes or so. And in the sit, try to just be 100% in the moment. Whatever feelings arise, feel. Be that. Whatever emotion arises, just be that. And if it's a thought that begins to take you away, come back to this moment. Come back to this feeling. And one of the tools you can use is, I am on inhale, that, on exhale, I am that. Or, aham sa. I am that, aham sa. Whichever you feel more comfortable with. But the important thing is be in this moment for about 5 minutes. And try to practice this on a daily basis. One of these days I'll record these three chants, and then we can, you can just have them. And you can play them and then just sit and just feel. So I'll go ahead. Sit straight up. Try to be as relaxed, and most important, you could even be laying down, but be in this moment. Brahma. Oh. Hari Laksham. Now the second chant about the vibration. Now the final chant, which again says, lead me from truth, untruth to truth, darkness to light, from death to immortality. manifest thyself within me. Asato ma satma tamaso ma jyoti. Now just 5 minutes, just feeling the air come in, the air go out. Feeling love come in, releasing all of the stress and the troubles, the fears, the doubts. Breathing in the knowing that you are divine. Breathe out all of that delusion. Whatever feeling you have, just stay with it. Even if it's sadness, whatever it may be, just feel it. Underneath all of those emotions is who you really are. Ultimately, the joy will bubble up. The peace is there. God is in you. God is with you. God is you. Generally in meditation, you allow your gaze to lift slightly and focus as if you're focusing between the eyebrows. That's the third eye area. And if the pineal gland is clear and functioning properly, in time you'll see a little light there. Muktananda used to call it the blue pearl. My Baba recognized blue, yes, but right in the center is a white star. So I'll just gently let the gaze be there. Don't be dismayed if you see nothing. There are phases. Muktananda used to talk about other colors like red. In the beginning you might see red. That can change over time to shades of oranges and then green and blue. But the important thing is you just are. You just allow, you don't force it. You know, try to see something, you just observe. My Baba was always saying, just observe. Even in the world, as you go through your day. You don't really need to actively participate in all of the dramas. Just observe. Know who you truly are. And it'll bring peace to almost every moment, every situation. I'm going to wrap up with the chant my Baba always did at the end of meditation, which literally translates as bowing to the self. And the real understanding is you're bowing to the self, which is the self of all. So what you're doing is you're bowing to the truth. You're bowing to who you really are. So you're letting go of all of the things you think you are, all of the things of your past, all of the things that may be shortcomings, or you may have blamed yourself or blamed others. You're letting go of all of that and just bowing to that that is, which is the truth, which is reality, which is spirit, which is peace, which is love. Namo. Namaste astu sasrakritam. Punacha dyoapi namo namaste. Namo pavastu asta prishta taste. Namastu te sarvata iva sarvam. Peace and love and blessings to all of you, my love to all of you. Thank you, Jane, for giving me this time.
Thank you so much. Namaste, Dr. Jerry. You're a blessing. We're in gratitude to you. Thank you for being here for us.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
So everyone, you can, yes, you could stay and meditate for a few minutes as we call, or we call it a day. Much love to everyone.